We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Sooner Sports Podcast, your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And by Riverwind Resort. Riverwind Resort, the place to be.
Oh, mama! What a play!
Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into a Friday edition of the Sooner Sports Podcast. A little different schedule and feel this week with the bye week. Of course, a couple more bye weeks in the schedule this year to hopefully have some flexibility for the schedule if COVID-19 affects the Sooner schedule. But one game down, we're in good shape. Sooners have Kansas State coming up next week. We'll run through our game week schedule after we hear this really cool one-on-one interview with Alex Grinch. So no Coach's Corner today during bye weeks. We don't do Coach's Corner. So that'll be back next week. The full Lincoln Riley Coaches Show and the Tuesday press conference. We're kind of back on a regular schedule next week, and I'm excited about that. Live podcast on Tuesday. Toby and I will drop it on the podcast platform here at Soonersports.com/podcast as soon as the Lincoln Riley press conference wraps up. Then the Lincoln Riley Coaches Show, the Huddle Reloaded, and the Coaches Corner Show. And then every Saturday after the game, we bring you the post-game show from the Sooner Radio Network. Special presentation tomorrow is the OU Radio Network broadcast of Oklahoma and Missouri State with some perspective from Teddy and Gabe and Toby throughout the broadcast. So that's coming up tomorrow. But I wanted to share this because I was watching the TV version of this. I think it aired on game day. And there is only so much time you're allotted on the television broadcast side of things. And we're able to expound and expand here on the podcast because – I mean, honestly, there's no rules. We can do a two-hour podcast if we want. I mean, we do three-hour games sometimes. We do 15-minute podcast. So I'm real excited to bring you the full sit-down with Jessica Cootie and defensive coordinator Alex Grinch. Now, full disclosure, this was taped right before the season opener, so not a lot of talk, well, no talk about Missouri State or the shutout, but a lot of really good perspective as we continue to marinate in the return to college football and obviously get excited about what's on tap here in 2020. So enjoy this 15-minute, unedited, unabridged sit-down, Jessica Cootie with second-year Sooner defensive coordinator Alex Grinch.
Coach, I know you're all in and focused on this season, but I do want to go back a little bit to last season. Once the season ended, how much did you reflect back on the first season, and how did you reflect on season number one?
Well, you know, immediately when it's over, that process begins, and obviously, when you the season ends in the manner in which it did, on the stage in which it did, it provokes you to look at everything. You say, okay, what has been accomplished, and it's really important that is at the forefront, because so much was. But at the same token, you say, okay. Through the lens of, but it wasn't good enough. And so then you start diving into what can you do to be better moving forward. And the way this offseason kind of transpired was it gave a lot more time for reflection than maybe any other year in the past. And so, you know, what you have to do in those moments is you got to make sure that you, you know, don't focus too much on the negative, because you can go down a very dark road. But also the same token, you got to have very honest conversations as a staff in terms of what do you do to get better. And so in any event, you know, looking back on it, you know, I would make the claim that we made progress. It was good enough to be Big 12 champions for a fifth straight year, but not we were not able to produce a national championship caliber defense in year one. And so the process continues.
You've talked a lot about the buy-in you guys were able to get out of your players really immediately. Why do you think your staff were able to do that so quickly with these players?
You know, I give them a lot of credit. I think for the most part, you know, what guys saw was a plan. I think they grabbed onto that. I think very, very early on they realized that this was not a trial by error type of approach, you know, and that see what it's going to take to be successful on Saturday. And then if that doesn't work, we'll try something else. I think they, you know, believed in a lot of the things that we were doing. They saw some tangible outcomes, you know, in practice, you know, up until the point where we had a chance to play games together. And then as the season went, I think, you know, also having an understanding that, you know, coaching staff that had their back, coaching staff that was going to take the lumps with them and take responsibility for those poor outcomes just the same. And so that trust element of things, I think, was there certainly early on. And then, you know, as you go through what ended up being, I think, a 14-game season, it continues into this into 2020.
We hear you talk a lot about effort. Now it's an effort-based defense. How did your system develop from kind of the beginning of your coaching career to where it is now, entering year number two as the Oklahoma defensive coordinator?
Well, you know, it was something that was kind of birthed in my time at Missouri. We're in the Southeastern Conference, you know, obviously a good competitive football conference. And you know, we found ourselves winning two SEC East championships and had an opportunity to play in SEC championship games, and we were able to do that with a talent level that most people would suggest was not comparable to the rest of that conference, and we did it by saying, this is our system, we're going to commit to this system, inevitably we're going to be very, very good at this system, and that includes the recruiting aspect of things. And one of the big things was you know, a commitment to effort, saying that you know, we can out-effort our opponents even at this level. And then we took that system out to the Pac-12. So we left the SEC, took that system out to the Pac-12, and it adapted over time, just as college football has changed, offenses have changed. And it kind of implemented that system. We implemented that system in the Pac-12 and in a conference that's known for offense. And found ourselves, you know, in very successful situations, and ultimately culminating in a top 20 defense on a national level. And then here we are taking the defense and the approach now to the Big 12. And so, the core of this package is strong. It's tried and true. And so again, when we brought this year and sold it to our players, it was not one that we said let's see if this is going to work in the Big 12. We had a lot of confidence that it would, and the, you know, the effort-based you know, kind of tagline is put so much of the authority on the players, and understanding that we're in more control than we sometimes act like we are, and so really you know, driving that point home that the call from Coach Grinch on the sideline will not overcome your lack of effort. Now, the flip side is your elite effort will overcome any call that Coach Grinch has on, come from the sideline. I mean, certainly he has a chance to overcome our opponent.
Before you even got into coaching, why defense? Why did you fall in love with the defensive side of football?
You know, it fits me, and I guess I never really realized why. And I mean, and you know, I say this though, I say this to our players as well, is, you know, we play the same sport, but it's a different game, offense and defense. It just is. You know, and I always use the example, the offense has a bad play, it's 2nd and 10. If a defense has a bad play, it could be 7 points. You know, just one play can you know, just the stakes are so high. And for whatever reason, I guess it fits my approach. I like that aspect of things. So no, it probably is something that I didn't realize until here we are, I guess 40 years later.
The effort that you talked about, I mean, you talk about putting it on the players, but is that something that you learned as a player? Where does that come from?
Yeah, I've been very fortunate. I think, yeah, I was a Division III football player, and I think, you know, one of the things that with Division III, talking about non-scholarship, and we're a successful Division III program called Mount Union, a small school in Ohio. But you know, that was ingrained in us, that there's a high level of expectation in terms of how we played the game. And I've just been very fortunate in my coaching career, you know, from a graduate assistant under Gary Pinkle at Missouri, that Oklahoma had some major Big 12 battles with when they were still in the same conference, out to my time at New Hampshire. You know, Chip Kelly, who's the head coach at UCLA, what was kind of the front end of the offensive system, you know, the tempo and all those things. Well, there was a defense on the other side that you know, had to go against that every single day. And so I was fortunate that way. And then out to the Mountain West Conference, back to Missouri, out to the Pac-12. So in any event, just been very, very fortunate in these stops that really, you know, kind of bred that approach and really drove that approach home.
And when you were talking about the 2nd and 10 versus 7 points, that kind of fits you. Why is that? Why is that you?
You know, I maybe I'm a negative man. No, I think just the stakes being so high. I think and despite that, and despite the pressure, you know, placed on each individual play, you know, the ability to overcome that. I think maybe just the level of adversity that maybe is finds its way on defenses. Obviously, not just here, but across the country and at every level. You know, you either believe in adversity or you don't. You either believe that the heart is going to, you know, make you better, and somehow, you know, finding your way through is going to give you a chance to ultimately be most successful. So I think maybe that adversity aspect of things, and kind of knowing that it's around, it's always, even when on that successful play, it's always around the corner kind of lurking.
That's awesome. So now going into year two, we talked about, you know, you wasn't good enough last year, but with the craziness of not having a spring ball, which is so critical to implementing a new defense, how do you go into this year, go into year two with those goals and setting those expectations for this defense?
Well, I think part of it is the expectations at Oklahoma, you know, and I've said this before, you don't go to Oklahoma telling them what your expectations are. Oklahoma tells you what the expectation is, and it's to be elite. And so, you know, despite, you know, any circumstances that we found ourselves in, you know, this calendar year, you know, we attacked fall camp on the, you know, kind of the back end of a strong summer. You know, it was abbreviated with Coach Wiley in the weight room. That was on the heels of a spring that turned into a summer, and you know, using Zoom meetings and that, you know, just from a mental standpoint, the guys, you know, never got too far away from the game. And credit goes to our guys. When we ultimately started practice up, you know, what can happen is all those Zoom meetings kind of the knowledge that supposedly was learned during that time goes away. If guys, you know, aren't, you know, as studious as they need to be, you know, and then they're just kind of going through the motions. And so I give our guys a lot of credit that we could hit the ground running this fall. You know, obviously challenges, you know, present themselves every single day, and that is part of this year. And so that obviously continues. But, you know, the expectations are really high, and it's something that we signed up for by being an Oklahoma Sooners.
A couple of your assistant coaches talked about, when you were talking about the adversity, that the confidence it goes back to the confidence that you instill in your players. But when you have so much adversity playing defense, that confidence can be shaken. So how do you balance that, the overcoming the adversity but not getting too down on yourself when that adversity does come?
Well, and it's one thing we talk about, the, you know, meetings change in terms of the content and you know, whatever the you know, we come up with themes every week from a motivational standpoint. But the one thing I always tell the guys on Friday night, the only thing promised to us on a Saturday game day is adversity. That's the only thing we know. We don't know, have any idea what else is going to come necessarily. We have ideas, but the one thing that we're sure of is adversity. And I think part of that is the idea of, you know, leaning into the sharp edges. When it's cutting you, you got a chance to, or, you know, you can make a decision whether you want to back away or you want to lean into that sharp edge. And I just think it creates a mentality and a mindset. I think also too, is as you say, okay, if it's expected, you know, then, you know, you can really, you know, make a decision at that point. And that decision is whether or not you're going to take ownership in the ultimate response that you have, or if you're going to throw your hands up and just hope for the best. And so we take the approach that the outcomes are in our control. We say it all the time. We're in more control than we sometimes give ourselves credit for as a defense. And so we really try to instill that into our players.
Man, great stuff from Alex Grinch with Jessica Coody. I kind of like that different perspective. Hey, why defense? What was it about being a defensive coordinator that really appealed to you? So quick pod tonight, but I didn't want the first couple of weeks of the season to go by without being able to bring you the full version of that sit down with Jess and Coach Grinch. All right. So again, here's what next week's podcast looks like. We'll have a quick episode on Monday, kind of recapping the weekend, not just for Oklahoma, but in the Big 12, have a few cuts from players that we might have missed this past week. On Tuesday, it's the Sooner Sports Podcast, the game plan live, so you can join Toby and I at about 1:05, and it'll be live on Facebook Live, Soonersports.tv, and then we'll bring you the audio version later Tuesday afternoon. Also, the Lincoln Riley presser on Wednesday. It's the Lincoln Riley Coaches Show. The Sooner Sports Talk is the official title from Rudy's. On Thursday, you'll hear from players and Teddy and Toby with the Huddle Reloaded. And then on Friday, it's the Coaches Corner and the Scene Setter. Game week, OU Kansas State, next Saturday, 11 a.m. Enjoy tomorrow's podcast rebroadcast of Oklahoma and Missouri State. That'll drop around 2 o'clock. Until then, have a great bye week. And Boomer Sooner, everybody.